Chair, I join others in expressing my government's condolences for the loss of life in your country in the helicopter crash on Sunday. Chair and colleagues, turning to the CD's program of work, first, President, I'd really like to thank you for your fair reflection of the status of where we are right now and of the process that you've both observed and facilitated. My delegation has attended a number of informals, and we appreciate your personal efforts and those of your whole team in this regard. We've appreciated the efforts of this presidency to facilitate informal discussions of the decision on work from its outset. From the beginning, President, your focus has been on bringing forward the work conducted under the Indian and Indonesian presidencies and with a commitment to making this effort, which is coming so late in the CD session, worth it. And by worth it, I mean through making and promoting more continuity in the CD's work. The presidency expressed several times, reinforced by cross-regional member statements in this plenary since March, and reiterated again in the working paper that you circulated yesterday, that the goal of the conference should be to apply whatever it agrees this year in 2024, also to our work in 2025, noting, of course, the need under the rules of procedure for a consensus decision at the start of next year to do so. We support this approach to continuity that the Iranian chair proposed because it would allow subsidiary bodies to be established and to meet at least a couple of times this year and then get to work immediately and maximize their work next year across all agenda items. It's also for this reason that we believe it is worth the effort to take a little more time to get this decision right. It has been our perception all along that most delegations shared this approach and shared our desire that any decision taken this year would be an improvement, however small, on what was agreed before in order to send a positive signal about the CD and its work. We continue to support this way ahead, and in that spirit, we circulated with France last Friday a compilation of text proposals that we had made to the presidency as well as to a number of CD delegations. Most of those proposals had unfolded in informal small groups, which is a useful technique, but over time, one that leads to a sense of a loss of transparency since the full plenary has never had an opportunity to react or edit or suggest alternatives. And so it was not clear to us that everyone had seen all of these suggestions, and we thought it was important to make those available. And so we circulated that text on Friday as food for thought for this discussion, and we hope that delegations will react to some of those proposals, which aim to improve the text in a few different ways. First, we suggested reinserting a specific reference to continuity. I think in the text before us right now, that word doesn't even appear. If there's been one theme this year most delegations have mentioned, including today, we've heard from Syria about not reinventing the wheel, from Pakistan about making the best use of our time to continue the work, and from Brazil and also from Iraq just now. That theme has been the need for greater continuity in our work to avoid beginning each year at zero. Second, we think that the reference to merely being aware of past work of the CD should be strengthened by a single word of instead of in the CD. Third, we note that one delegation proposed from the outset some language on legally binding instruments in the operative paragraph one, and that language had met with near consensus, and we wonder why it dropped from the text. The United States would have been happy to support that, given its importance to several regions and delegations, as many expressed on record earlier this session. And finally, and maybe most importantly, given what we've heard both today and throughout the year on continuity, we tried out some language in OP7 that would state our common intent to apply this year's decision to next year, but not further, and without prejudice to future decisions. We think OP7 needs some adjustment to make this intent clear, as has been expressed by the current presidency and many delegations, though we can be flexible about precisely how to reflect this sentiment. Chair, I'll just conclude by noting that, you know, we didn't make these proposals as an all or nothing approach. We put them out there again in the spirit of transparency and making sure that all of those who've not necessarily been in informals would have a chance to react to these proposals. Our delegation has not received directly any reactions yet, and so we would welcome any discussion of those proposals that could happen today so that everyone would have the same understanding. Thanks very much, Chair.